Look beyond and learn and rise. Standardized lowest common denominator education interferes with real education. Because to learn something for real, it has to call to you. You have to follow your private personal curiosities, and they won't just touch upon what is attempted to be taught in school, but crisscross everything countless many times. Sometimes just skimming in a shallow fashion, sometimes deeply, but always returning as your curiosities expand your knowledge. Astrology and UFOs, for example, will take you towards astronomy and astrophysics. You just have to keep pursuing whatever is personally relevant and excel and leap. Whatever path you choose in life, it is extremely important that you listen to narrated books that you can get for free from the library that are written by clear-thinking great beings or world's true intellectual leaders. Because it will be them and their culture that will help you up from that strange woo-woo world of simple things towards cleaner, greater, fact-based ideas. Fantasy stuff is bad, but not too terrible at first. It is actually a beginning. It is where our minds start to warm up. And yes, it is in fact level zero. And you do not want to dwell down there. You need great beings and their culture to hoist you up. Humanity has moved on. It left level zero behind. More than that, there is not enough life in us to reinvent and understand everything from level zero all the way up to the level of clear-thinking intellectuals. Everyone gets their stuff from books. That is where you find the lifetimes that you would have to live to understand it all. Books help you take the wisdom and culture without all the discovery. And then the combination of books that you pick is yours. So you will be creating and remixing new knowledge. In Demon-Haunted World, Carl Sagan flat-out states that science, which also includes speculative astrobiology, is just more interesting than UFOs. Same goes for sociology, psychology, philosophy, and adventure being more interesting than collecting overpriced crystals and blaming planets for misfortune. And it is not just more interesting, but also more fun. Seth Shostak entertains us with the idea that aliens won't have tentacles because they need to hold that soldering iron to make a radio, so there is that signal for us to detect. It is a legitimate, speculative thought. Training and exercise for improving imagination. But you have to approach it as a guess, not a gut feeling or a gut fact. Whichever of the simpler things call to you, you use books and culture that you inherit from within to hoist yourself up over and over again. There's nothing easier than making up little adventures and then just listening to interesting books that nerds love on your way to wherever you are going. But you must always move up. You can't study astrology to master it. You must aim to what came after astrology and alchemy even. You must grow up all the way up until you become a great being, as great and classy as all the modern intellectuals. Tricksters, liars, manipulators, parasites know very well that it takes a fool. They will try to sell you better tarot cards, but you must resist that. You must borrow science popularizer books instead, because they are both talking about you and hope to talk to you. Great and clear-thinking authors adore you. They see you as all the hope and dreams that the world has. They are always calling out to you. Tricksters, on the other hand, will walk up to a fat or skinny person at the gym and say that the person that they are looking at that has all the muscles is actually using drugs, and then ask you if you want to make a purchase. But that is not true. The person with big muscles is likely not on drugs. That's just a sales pitch by a broken little man. You are just being tricked by a monster, a demon, in what is, at our earliest, a demon-haunted world, indeed. And yes, be careful, because you will find tricksters at every level, including fake intellectuals, who will speak eloquently and beautifully 90% of the time, and then spend that 10% trying to take a dump in the middle of your living room. People like that are pretenders. They are just repeating what others are saying, and they themselves do not have a balanced view or an integrated mind. There are many books like that, many worthless half-baked works. So you must take good care to look for the ones written by clear-thinking and celebrated great beings. People who change the world for the better, without any woo-woo or fantasy. Especially focus on the books that are celebrated by all the world's intellectuals, people who value fact over opinion or fantasy, or a dump. Real education is infinite. You just continue learning and growing in might. Fake education ends with nowhere to go and plenty of overwork, and then some scammer making you give them change for some imaginary church creature. Reality has no end. It will encourage you towards clarity and greatness, towards growing all the way up until you too become a great being with wisdom to share, and then the ability to change the world for the better, to protect the future generations, to make world peace a reality, and to push the world towards a more intellectual and wiser culture.